Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, and that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in the official state of knuckleheads in the news. That would be Florida, where the cops are investigating a highly unusual stabbing that took place Tuesday evening. A man reportedly crashed a young girl's birthday party wielding a machete and attempting to steal beer. After being chased off, the man allegedly swung the machete at the father of the birthday girl, clipping his right pinky finger until it dangled.
Ew.
The 42-year-old father was hosting the party for his daughter when the man, described as an acquaintance, showed up and started loading beer into plastic bags, tried to ride away on his bicycle. When the host tried to stop him, he pulled a machete from his waistband. Let me just stop right there. If you've ever been on a bicycle, imagine having a machete in the waistband and riding that bike.
Ah. No.
How do you not cut yourself to shreds? The good news is the doctors were able to reattach the man's pinky finger and they crossed the guy. Now we go to Holland Township, Michigan, where a fire that ravaged an apartment complex is being blamed on a guy who was a little clumsy with a propane blowtorch, which he was using to make lunch. Lunch was a squirrel carcass. The man was on his third floor patio around lunchtime using the torch to singe the fur off the dead animal when he accidentally ignited the deck. The flames got out of control, spread to the roof. Ultimately, 8 apartments were destroyed. Several more sustained significant damage, and the roof of the apartment complex caved in. No word on how delicious the squirrel was. Now we go to Lincolnshire, England, where Colin Furze was tired of pushing his baby's stroller, so he added a 125cc motorcycle engine to it, giving it a top speed of 50 miles an hour with 4 gears to help it go up hills. He says he's dared not drive it flat out with his 1-month-old baby on board because his girlfriend Charlotte would not be happy about it. He says, quote, "It is rather scary to drive, but I've had lots of envious looks from moms and dads, especially when they're pushing their babies up hills without an engine." He said, "It's really unstable when it goes at top speed, and if you hit a rough bit in the road, you're in danger of falling off, but so far I've managed not to crash." In other words, I've been riding it without the baby. Story number 4 comes from Itacoatiara, Brazil, where Carmen Cristina Lima was campaigning for a spot on the city council. Police became suspicious of some crowds reportedly gathering around her on Sunday. Sunday was election day, and that morning the cops spotted a group of people huddled around her vehicle and couldn't figure out why they were there. So they went over and investigated and found out that Carmen was handing out pamphlets for her campaign. And attached to each pamphlet was a little packet of cocaine.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
According to the locals, she'd been distributing the drug since early in the morning on the condition that people vote for her. Because, as you know, cokeheads would happily go vote for whoever gives them a little packet of coke.
Yes.
And you can always count on a cokehead to go do what they say they're going to do.
Right.
I voted
very
for
reliable.
It 12 times.
Afterwards, Carmen was arrested for electoral corruption and drug dealing.
What?
Now, not only can she look forward to some jail time, but afterwards she won't be able to run for public office for 8 years, because that was the important part of the story. And we finish in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm just going to warn you on this one. You may want to, if you're eating, put down the food. Jacksonville, Florida, Ronald Robinson has been indicted on federal charges after he purchased a dozen enemas from a CVS store, used them, put them back in their boxes, resealed them, and brought them back to the store, where several of the used enemas were then resold to unsuspecting customers. The Florida Department of Health tested the samples and found fecal matter in them. Apparently, after having used them, Robinson allegedly put them back in the original packaging, took them back, and claimed he hadn't used the products. The store's staff taped them back up and put them out for sale again. At least 21 customers bought the tainted products.
Tainted.
Oh.
Eventually, the store contacted the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Cops were able to track Robinson down via the credit card number he had used to buy the enemas and his vehicle's tag number. He's now facing up to 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine.
Good.
His ex-wife says, well, I know he's had some drug problems, but I'm shocked he would do such a thing. Used enemas.
Yeah.
With friends like Ron, you do the rest of the math.
Yeah. Who needs enemas?
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.